Auntie Una, where people get in contact with our friend Auntie Una. And she tries to help with all the best advice she possibly can do.
My heart's in the right place.
That's all we can say. Mm-hmm. It's in the right place. It may not be the right advice. Yeah, but sure, look, we'll be looking for your advice as well on 087-102-107. What have we got?
Hi, Auntie Una. I feel ridiculous even writing this, but here goes. My boyfriend and I have been together for years, and for months he's been teasing about a big Christmas surprise. Oh. Naturally, my mind went straight to engagement rings and festive proposals. Ah. Christmas morning arrived, and so did the same perfume he's bought me every single year. Don't get me wrong, I smell great, but I can't help wondering if he genuinely thinks the bottle of the same perfume is enough to keep things moving forward. I don't want to nag or pressure him, but I'm starting to feel like I'm waiting for a proposal that may never come while he's waiting for the duty-free counter to restock. Do I laugh it off and carry on, or is it time to have an honest and possibly awkward conversation? Anonymous.
Huh. Have they actually talked about getting married? Because usually people do that. Like, you do bring it up in conversations, like, you know, let's talk about getting married. You know, let's talk about tying the knot. Yeah. This, that, and the other. Mm.
Do you really want to get married, though? Like, when you think about it. Seriously, because there's loads of stats out there now that actually show that single women live longer than married ones, right? Because there's less stress, yeah? And there's also studies that show women sleep better beside their dog than a man. So maybe get a dog.
And don't say Una never gives good advice.
That's really good advice. It's really good advice. What? She's been going out with him years. He was mean by... he was really mean, actually, by teasing about the big Christmas surprise. And then he didn't come up with the goods. That's lousy. He gave her perfume.
So, buy your own perfume, get yourself a dog and live on your own. That was the same.
Yeah. R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Exactly. You don't need
anybody,
no man.
For anybody who can't spell, that spells respect.
Respect. Yeah. Okay. Maybe don't listen to me. Maybe I'm being a bit harsh. 087-1102-107. What should this lady do?
Well, she obviously cares about him enough to still be, you know, with him and hanging on, hoping that there's going to be a proposal and a wedding. So
that's it, though. Hanging on. Is that enough?
But is it?
Don't take breadcrumbs.
I'm never going to get a chance to give my opinion on
sorry,
this.
Sorry, go ahead.
Be shouting. No, it's fine. 087-1102-107. What should they do? Auntie Una this morning, somebody was had high hopes for this Christmas. But
they were disappointed. So she's been with her boyfriend for years and years. And he teased her this year about there going to be a big Christmas surprise. So she thought that he was going to propose, but he didn't. And he just gave her the same perfume that he gives her every single year.
At least he knows what her favourite perfume is.
Oh, yeah. Big kudos. He really knows her. Knows her that well. He gets her the same thing. I suppose you could call him reliable. You know you're not going to run out of perfume.
So she's looking...
Is that a reason to marry someone?
Oh, God. Wow. She didn't get what she wanted, and we're looking for some help on this on 087-1102-107.
Fia Nay says, I agree with Una. Get a dog. He sounds like a dose for teasing the big Christmas surprise and then giving her perfume. Yeah. Sharon Letterkenny says, I'd like to hear more about these stats Una has and how single women are less stressed than married ones. Very interesting. Well, Sharon, I'm actually going to start a podcast soon. Watch this space. I'm going to call it Ditch the Dude and Get a Dog.
Ditch the Dude and Get...
Anyway, that's a story for another day. Like, I mean, she needs to confront him. Like, doesn't there have to be some kind of conversation about the marriage beforehand?
Well, you would usually like talk about, you know, if you're with somebody for a certain length of time, it's like what the future holds for, like, you know, what you want to do with the rest of your lives. Do you want to stay together? Do you want to go traveling? Do you want to have children? Do you want to do this? It's the things that you talk about.
Yeah.
Instead of like what you want to watch on TV, what we're having on for dinner this evening. You know, you deal with that after you get married. Do you know what I mean?
All right. I don't know why, but I kind of feel like he was going to do it and then he changed his mind or maybe got cold feet or something happened. It's either that or he is an absolute sausage.
An absolute sausage.
All right.
Yeah. I feel like men have a different expected wait time on getting engaged than women do these days. He's probably just biding his time, and that's from Ross in Longford.
What is the time though? Like when you're from when you're with somebody where it's an established, you know, secure relationship. How long do you need to be with somebody before you get engaged these days?
I don't know. Is there any like? Is there any time?
When 6 weeks? Six months?
6 weeks?
6 years? I don't know. I'm just asking.
Well, it all depends. It's all different. I mean, some people only know each other 2 weeks. They get married, and
what?
You know, yeah, and they live long, happily lives together.
2 weeks.
Two weeks. Yeah.
Stop.
Saw it in a rom-com once.
We need to have a chat. That's Yeah, all right. Let's wrap up our Auntie Una this morning, where somebody was looking and hoping, because they were teased ahead of Christmas that there was possibly going to be a question popped, but they didn't get the question popped.
Yes.
They got the same bottle of perfume they get every year.
Yeah, so very disappointed. She doesn't know what to do. Like, should she just, you know, laugh it off and carry on, or is it time to have an honest and possibly awkward conversation? She wants to know. Now, I told her to ditch the dude and get a dog. Because loads of studies have found now.
Okay, just very clear. No studies have found this.
That women, I saw it, I've researched this.
You need
women
to find
sleep
the
better.
Source
I will
this.
Find the source later. Women sleep better with a dog than with their partner. And, and single women are less stressed than married women. True story.
True story. But just, you did Donald Trump hands there.
I did.
But true listen, story.
True story. I'm not lying. But come here. I'm all about the love as well.
Okay. Melda.
Melda here. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Answering Cooper's question, how long do couples stay together usually now before they get engaged?
Oh, yeah. I was asking how long it is before you actually pop the question, get engaged, get married.
Myself and my significant other are married, happily married, 9 years now.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
And we got married after spending 21 days together.
21 days?
So there you go. You don't need years and years. When you know, you know. Have a good one.
Wow, that's
See, incredible. That was the point I was making to you.
What was that?
When the people spend 2 weeks together and they live a happy long life together.
You saw that in a rom-com.
I did see it in a rom-com, but Imelda has just proved me right. Not Imelda, Melda. Sorry,
yeah,
don't give it to
come
me.
At you now.
Come at me now. Yeah.
Every time you say her name wrong, she comes at you.
Melda, that's a beautiful story.
It
3 weeks.
Yeah.
3 weeks and 9 years.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
But you reckon she'd be better off with a dog?
Yeah.
With Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled, all the crack, neatly packed and ready to go. Go.